Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Session standing right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the only way we win. Seriously. And when we win, you might convert somebody. Or at least, if you're not converting them, at least you get them to think a little differently. Get them to look at things they would never look at before, because you know, they're so into their party, they're not into the truth. They're not into actually looking for the truth. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, again, the same garbage happening over and over and over again. Now, Ted Cruz was, and I love how this works, Ted Cruz was all over Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas about some of the things going on at the border. And I'm not going to play you the whole clip, because the first 5 minutes is him not answering questions. Mayorkas would not give a simple yes or no answer. And what I love about this is you can go back and grab these same kind of incidents from Democrats who will accuse Republicans of not answering. And yet, the way Ted Cruz, according to Dems, treated Mayorkas today was terrible. This is why I say to you, there's no more civility in government. There's no more, all that stuff they like to talk about, equity and inclusion, none of that exists there. There is an us against them mentality from both sides. Why is the reason we will probably never come together. Maybe not in my lifetime anymore. But just listen to this. Listen how simple this is. And Ted Cruz can't get an answer. Take a listen. This is Ted Cruz asking Mayorkas some very simple questions.
Stonewall and filibuster. Now, one of my Democratic colleagues before said the Democrat talking point, quote, this problem didn't start under Biden. I get if you're a partisan spinner, you got to figure out something to say about the absolute catastrophe that has played out under the Biden administration. True or false, Secretary Mayorkas, 2020 was the lowest rate of illegal immigration in 45 years. Is that true or false?
If you've been in a car accident.
Oh, come on. You had the best part.
It is certainly the lowest level of immigration in many, many years. And what was it in 2020? What was it, Senator, in 2020 that impacted the entire world, including the United States?
Okay, so your testimony is the reason we had the lowest rate was COVID. It had nothing to do with building the wall, nothing to do with any catch and release, nothing to do with remain in Mexico. With all respect, Mr. Secretary, that answer is laughable. And in fact, if you look at illegal immigration, let's look at CBP encounters. You can see 500,000, it drops to the lowest level, and boom, what happens? You show up, and that red line is you. That red line is Joe Biden. And you're claiming nothing happened. Oh, gosh, this was here before us. No, you made...
What's funny is he makes a great... You can't see the chart, obviously. But he goes beyond 2020 or before 2020. Okay? And it's still the numbers are extremely, exponentially lower, even under Obama. And Joe Biden, people close to Obama and Obama himself, said Joe Biden hasn't been right on any single foreign policy issue in decades. These are people that work around him. Not just him, but work around him. And they know this about him. And yet they're so afraid of losing this election that they're bending over backwards to lie for him. It's what I always say. If you've got a good product, you don't have to lie about it. Look at the spiked. If you can see the numbers I see, if you know what the numbers are, they didn't slowly rise under Joey B. They skyrocketed. And now we're looking, they're thinking close to 12 plus million have made it in under Joe Biden. Are we for real? And you want to keep defending it. I mean, look, God forbid anything happens to you or your family, or your town, your city, your state, your whatever. I don't want it, but you know what? Is that what it's going to take, though, for you to decide, okay, we got a problem here. We got to fix it. What will it take, in all sincerity? This is where, if you're letting your partisan way get in the way, shame on you. And everybody who gets hurt, everybody who dies of fentanyl poisoning, everybody who gets raped, killed, there are pictures of pregnant women dead. Dead because they couldn't make it, they couldn't keep walking, and they died there in the desert. Young girls that have been beat to a pulp, that have been raped over and over and over. Yeah, I know you don't want to hear this, but it's true. It's what's happening. You can stop it. Stop the flow. You can stop it. Do we have to fix immigration? Yeah, of course we do. Nobody's even arguing that. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Representative Barbara Lee is she's an elected official. She wants in L.A. $50 minimum wage, because that'll fix everything. Be back in a few minutes.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, and you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
There we go. All right. Joe Senior Host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. We were playing the Ted Cruz clip when the electronics works right. We're playing the Ted Cruz clip on calling out Mayorkas on his inability to answer a yes or no question. And it was a question that could have easily been answered. It was answered by one of the Border Patrol, the chief of the Border Patrol, just last year, on the increase of Border Control crossings. Because he knows it'll look bad for his boss. He can't, there's no way around it. Right? These crossings are up exponentially. We had just under 300,000 border crossings in December. That they know of. We'll do it that way. Right? It's wrong. It is incorrect to allow this to go on. It is hurting our infrastructure. You've got a lot of small cities that are crumbling under this. You've got a large cities that are crumbling under this. So, you know, my attitude is just like, stop. Anyway, Los Angeles, they're always at it again. These people are amazing. Representative Barbara Lee served as elected official for, well, longer than any other candidate running for California's U.S. Senate seat. Now think about this. She's running for the Senate seat out of California because we haven't got enough crazy stuff going on. We need her to help out. But back when she was in college, she wasn't even a registered voter. In an interview with KNX News Radio out of Los Angeles, she Lee recalled that as a young mother and a public assistant, she had no faith in the government to fix issues affecting her life. It changed after meeting with Shirley Chisholm, the first black woman elected to Congress. Now, she said that you have to go register to vote, right? You have to understand that these laws, these rules, weren't made for people like you and I, Lee said. What does that mean? Does that have to do with color? Does that have to do with economic status? These rules weren't made for people like you and I, really? She said you have to get in there. You have to shake things up. You can't do it alone. So get involved. Boy, sound familiar, right? I'm telling you the same thing. Get involved. Every single day, get involved. She ended up organizing for Chisholm's 1972 presidential campaign, going on to serve as one of the delegates at the DNC. Now, Lee pointed to her track record of standing her ground despite pushback during 26 years in the House. I know they move in there. They shouldn't move in there. You really should have term limits. They don't go anywhere else. They don't do anything else. They don't know how businesses run. But again, you know, again, you look at this, you need to engage. She said, I knew that the authorizing was overly broad and would lead to forever wars, she said. She's pushed for reducing the defense budget. Why? She said that the Pentagon had never been audited until after she introduced legislation to check the institution's spending. Well, you know what? That had been going on for years. All right, why all of a sudden it came through, I don't know, but it had been going on for quite some time. She's taking full responsibility or full credit for having them audit, whatever. Now, they have flunked the audit 6 times. You still can't, it's not a matter of cutting the budget. I mean, you probably could, don't get me wrong. But that shouldn't be the first place you go. Why don't you get the spending under control? They keep flunking the audit because they can't find equipment, supposedly, that they bought. If that's the case, find out where it is. Put better auditing in place. They don't get another check for A, B, and C unless they can prove why they need it and where that equipment went. Right? It's really that simple. They come up with these grandiose ideas all the time that don't work. They never have, and they keep getting us more in trouble. I mean, again, she's not for the police, she's not for the military, and she's for giving people more money just for having a heartbeat. Just amazing. She wants a fun single-payer healthcare system. She wants to make us like England. Right? Healthcare is not a basic human right. I'm sorry, people. It's not. We give it out of the goodness of our hearts. That's what you should be doing. But just because you have a heartbeat and a breath and a nose and 2 hands doesn't mean you automatically qualify for health care. I had four kids. I had to do it on my own for a while. You make it happen. It's nice to have health care. Don't get me wrong. And there was always options and available outlets for it. All of a sudden, clinics, they got a bad name now. Do you know how many outlets that you have for childhood cancer that will not charge you a nickel while they treat your child? The government would blow more money than these people actually put to good use. Look around. Look what they do now. You really want to trust them with more money? In the Bay Area, it takes $117,000 to $118,000 for a family of four to just barely make it. So I'm not going to settle for just raising the minimum wage, she said, if I'm talking about what's going to help people. Right. Then move on to the area. The Bay Area is one of the most expensive places in the United States to live. You don't get to live any place you want to live just because. You have to earn it. You have to work your way up there. We all been through it. A lot of us had made something of ourselves because we worked hard to get there. You guys know Sonya Schmidt on Friday night? Ask her about it. Ask her how she got there. Really? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Again, get involved, get engaged, and do something. Do something to make a change. Now, she wants a $50 minimum, $50 an hour minimum wage. Does anybody really believe that's going to help? Anybody? Because I don't. And I can prove it. Making more money doesn't fix anything. So, I'm your host. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up right after the break.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Federal Reserve has opted to maintain current interest rates, postponing any potential rate cuts until later in the year. Another meeting is scheduled for March. An ongoing exchange of prisoners between Russia and Ukraine is in progress. Officials from both countries have reported the return of over 200 Ukrainian service members in exchange for 195 Russian soldiers. This marks the initial swap following the tragic Russian military plane crash, which the nation claimed was transporting 65 captured Ukrainian soldiers. President Biden is set to visit East Palestine, Ohio for the first time, 1 year after a train carrying hazardous materials derailed and led to air and water contamination. The White House announced that Biden will meet with affected residents next month and evaluate the progress of recovery efforts. The president received criticism for not promptly visiting the town in the aftermath of the derailment. John Schaefer, USA News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Jump in your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You want to be part of the conversation, so you're part of the solution, right? I mean, seriously, get informed. You can have a field day. You can really enjoy yourself, okay? All right, back at it again. Los Angeles. Remember the old news things with, like, Dateline Los Angeles? Well, Los Angeles is trying to bar charter schools from many public campuses. Now, there was a law passed, I think, back in 2000 for charter schools and what they could do and what they couldn't do and what have you. They're trying to put a new policy, and during that, or when that law was implemented, charter schools were allowed to take space in public schools. Yeah, especially if there was space available. Could drive you out. But the new rules now that are being presented, they, first of all, the public school system hate charter schools, even though charter schools are public schools. And they're funded with public money. They're funded with tax dollars. They pick up in areas usually the regular, the regular schools can't. Or don't have the resources to do. And now they're looking, constantly taking swipes at charter schools, which usually tend to help the inner city. They usually tend to help the inner city kids, black kids, Hispanic kids. Yeah, I mean, we talk real on the show. If you don't like it, go listen to somebody else. Now, charter schools will be barred from hundreds of Los Angeles Unified School District school campuses under a new policy, probably one of the most restrictive of its kind. The new rules presented at the school board meeting Tuesday prevent charter schools from being cited in campuses that have been identified as serving vulnerable students. So even though they're serving students in trouble that the regular conventional high school can't handle, doesn't have the resources to handle, doesn't have the ability, right? They got to go. Now, over 770 school buildings in the district, charter schools would still be offered space, but they'll be in other district buildings, not the actual school buildings. God forbid, we have the kids comfortable. The regulations prevent co-locations in low-performing schools, which is exactly where they're needed. The charter schools work so well in the low-performing areas. So the regulations prevent co-location, low-performing schools, community schools that provide social services in schools and districts where black students' achievement plans have been implemented. Let me tell you what. Be honest about it. If the black students were being taught properly to begin with, if they were getting the education that their parents are paying for, if they were to get the education that they deserve, you wouldn't need a charter school. You wouldn't need special treatment. You wouldn't need specialty teachers. You wouldn't need any of that. And I'll bring this up with Sonia. You wouldn't need any of that. And on top of all of that, why are you singling them out? What are you saying? Are you saying that black students can't achieve as well? I'm curious. This is one of those situations that no matter what we're doing, or what we're going to have some people dissatisfied. Either way, said L.A. Superintendent Alberto Cavallo. He's the one who created new regulations. You know, the funny thing about it is they're supposed to be helping all kids. Not all kids learn the same way. We shouldn't be doing school, education, whatever you want to call it, the same way we've been doing it for the last over 250 years. Right? I mean, think about this. My God. Think about the damage this will do to these kids who truly can't get the education they deserve. He said the regulations are within the bounds of the 2000 state law compelling California districts to provide classroom space for charter schools. And there are currently 50 charter schools co-located in 52 LAUSD school campuses. They serve, the charter schools, about 11,000 students. Now some of you go, wow, that's a lot. Yeah, okay, yeah. Not really. Not for L.A. I think they have, what, 250,000 kids or something like that? Some ridiculous amount? 13 additional charter schools have requested space for the upcoming school year, but they're going to be turned around. I believe that may have been presented in many ways alleviate some of the issues, he added. However, we need to be vigilant and honest about unintended consequences. The new rules are a reversal for the city that has been friendly to charter schools because that helps. Mayor Villaraigosa, who I used to recall as Villaraigu, long story, but he was the one to really push for parents to be able to take over schools, you know, bring charter schools in, charter management companies, to manage the schools that were failing miserably. What was wrong with that? Your kids need help. The staff who have been running a school for, you know, 10, 12, 15, 20 years, if they're not cutting it, it's time to replace them. Or time to bring in somebody who can look over everything and say, hey, here's what you need to do to fix this. You guys are wrong. This is what needs to happen. The new rules are reversal for the city. They've historically been friendly to charter schools. Charter school advocates just stepped up and said, this is just wrong. We'll take legal action to protect the kids. Some of you think it's because of money. Yeah, of course they make money. They got management companies that work it. I know people at charter schools. I also know what the charter schools turn out and what they do. And if you truly care about the kids, you truly understand education, you understand that education is not all the same, does not all happen the same way. If you don't want to do anything about it, so be it. So, worst case scenario, he said, of course, the schools are literally evicted from campuses. But that, you know what? And if the parents don't wake up and see what's going on, all I got to say, they deserve what they get. I got nothing else. I don't know how else you do it. Right? A letter sent to the board by the association said the policy violates a portion of state law requiring that public schools facilities be shared fairly among public school pupils. including those in charter schools. Charter schools technically are a public school. That's what I keep forgetting. If you care about the kids, why not do everything you can, offer every opportunity you can for them to succeed? Why wouldn't you do that? Even if you're a diehard public school advocate, first of all, charter schools are public schools. You got a little bit more latitude to act a little differently or to work a little differently. Now, you ready? This is the one that'll get you crazy. They tend to be non-union. Oh, no, there you go. That's right. That's the reason right there. There you go. But during the pandemic, if you look at all the studies, truly look at the studies. Don't read the bylines from left or right-leaning publications. Charter schools overwhelmingly did better than their traditional public schools. Because they were used to this kind of thing. They're innovative. They can move quickly. They don't have to continually ask the unions for permission to do stuff. I would get the biggest kick out of when you know, LASD teachers going out on strike because they need more money. Those teachers are making almost three times as much money as the people in the communities whose kids they're teaching, and these kids are consistently failing. Look at the public schools in Buffalo or Baltimore, Chicago. Look at what their reading scores are. Look at what they're able to do, what they've been taught. When do you start holding these districts accountable for the education level these kids are getting? It's not just a sin. It should be illegal what they're getting away with. My kid goes to school and I find out in the 10th grade that he can't read. He can't just read at the 10th grade level. He barely can get past the 3rd or 4th grade level. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. You would think that decriminalizing hard drugs would be universally recognized as a bad idea, but guess what? It's not. And with the citizens of Oregon, where we're sold a bill of goods that don't work, now they're reaping the consequences of what they did. We'll talk about that more on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. And I mean that sincerely. I want you part of the conversation. I want you part of the solution, whether I agree with you or not. Right? We need some information. It's the way things work. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Love to hear what you have to say. Send me an email, Joe at the Real Side. .com, Joe at therealside.com. Lots of easy stuff to push through. Right? All right, let's get back to the drugs. I know it sounds terrible. And these are blue states that allowed this to happen. Blue states constantly feeling by skirting the law, by all those things that we know will hurt you, to be bad for you. But why are they fighting so hard against cigarettes, the menthol cigarettes and the vapes that we now know are bad, really bad for kids? They won't fight against those, will they? Too much money, I guess, for the tobacco companies. I don't know. Now, you'd think that decriminalizing hard drugs would be, people would look at it and go, yeah, you know what? That's not smart, not good. Oregon, probably from a bunch of legislators who were smoking a little bit too much dope that day. Right? They don't get it. They don't understand. We've seen it happen in Colorado and other places. You're not seeing it because they're not publishing anywhere, but if you do some digging, you find out how much trouble they're actually in. Right? Now, according to a story at CNN, Oregon has been forced to declare a 90-day state of emergency in downtown Portland. Why? No. Not because Antifa took over anything. Because it's ongoing, increasingly alarming drug addiction crisis. Wow. You know, the drug that they're having the biggest problem with is fentanyl. You know, that stuff coming over the border that Joe Biden refuses to stop? Yeah, that stuff. As reported to CNN, Oregon Governor Tina Kotek, she and the county chair Jessica Vega, and Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler, they made an emergency declaration together. They want to address the public health and public safety crisis, the Portland central city. They're citing a rash of overdoses, deaths, and fear driven by fentanyl. You know what? Yeah. Fear driven by fentanyl shouldn't be fear. Should be reality driven by fentanyl use. What did you really think? Can somebody help me understand? What did they really think that was going to happen? If they allow people to use illegal drugs, not do anything about it, and just let it play out to see what happens, what did they really have in mind? They want to take the drug use stigma off it? That's usually what they say. Did they think there wouldn't be overdoses or deaths? You got a fentanyl crisis going on across the country. Did they think they weren't going to be touched by it? Come on, let that sink through. Now, the reason behind all this stems from the now infamous Measure 110, which decriminalized some use of hard drugs, including... Now, remember something. These drugs are still federally illegal. The feds could go in and take those drugs. The feds could go in and arrest those people. Why aren't they doing it? I'm just trying to figure it out. I know in Los Angeles, because the district attorney here, Gascon, you've heard his name a million times, he won't prosecute anybody. Well, unless you're solid white, in which case, you know, if you go 3 miles over the speed limit, he'll prosecute you. But he won't prosecute anybody. Now, as a result there in Oregon, opioid overdose deaths in the state increased from 280 in 2019 to almost 1,000 in 2022. Working out well, isn't it? Almost a 250% increase. Working out well, ain't it? Just asking. At least the Oregonian leaders are now doing something about it, though. Yeah, they're not doing anything about it. They're going to claim a state of emergency, get money from the state, and then we'll see what happens, right? Part of the plan for the 90-day state of emergency is setting up a command center in the middle of the city, which will measure the effects of fentanyl use. Are you for real? Everything has to be analyzed and looked at. Does everyone understand? You know, God forbid they turn back on the common sense switch. Okay, we're going to give people free needles. We're going to allow them to roam around in this area. We're going to allow them to use any drug they want to use. Okay, nobody will stop and get in their way or say anything to them. We won't get them the medical help that they need. We won't get them food that they need. Oh, yeah, this makes sense. What was that guy who said, what could go wrong? What could go wrong? The other part of the plan includes two public health campaigns, increased outreach to get people into treatment. Outreach. They don't know they need it, and they're very happy in the condition that they're in. I'm sorry, some of you are going to cringe. It should be forced treatment. No, even if it's 72 hours or whatever, get them off the drugs that they're on. Get them a shower. Get them a decent meal. Get them a warm bed. What do you think? Anyway, it seems, though, that when you read the report, if you really read around the edges, they're only targeting fentanyl. Crazy. Now, but Measure 110 decriminalized a heck of a lot more than fentanyl. Heroin, cocaine, methamphetamines, all hard drugs whose effects are nearly as bad as those of fentanyl, right? Now, fentanyl has been much worse and much more in the news lately. I will tell you, I just learned myself. I don't know, most of you smart people already knew this, right? Is fentanyl has been around and been a problem since back in, I think it was 07, when we first had our first outbreak of its use in Los Angeles County. Right? And all of a sudden it's a big deal. So they've known about this. I don't know what they've done about it. Right? Somebody in the chat room says they had to study to find the root cause. Okay, I'm going to say you don't have to study it for 2 years to find the root cause. Right? You know what's going on. These people need help. They need a lot of help. You know where the fentanyl is coming from. There's a way to shut it down or slow it down. You hear a lot of people on the far left say that, you know, the war on drugs was a bust or is a bust. Maybe like they always say about socialism, maybe it's a bust because of the way it was implemented. Maybe it's a bust because of the way they managed it. I don't know. I'm not the expert. But they do, at the root level, they do all these things the same way. They constantly fail. We throw all kinds of money at it. And then at some point in time when they realize they're not going to get any more money for it, they throw their hands up and say, well, you can't fight it, so let's approve it. Let's allow people to shoot up and kill themselves in the streets. And then we can say we tried. The governor of Massachusetts, Democrat Maura Healey, she decided to convert a vital recreation center in Boston's Roxbury neighborhood into a temporary shelter for illegal immigrants. This is just infuriating, and I don't even live there anymore. Now, Roxbury is not an affluent area, or she'd never be able to get away with it. You already know that. But it's not an affluent area. And starting, they only give them less than a two-day notice for the people that use it to say, no, you can't use it anymore. Now, Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey and Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll, they declared a state of emergency, asked their citizens to loan extra room in their homes to people you don't know anything about. You don't know if they've been vaccinated in any way, shape, manner, or form. You don't know if they've been let out of prison. You don't know if they're gang members. You don't know anything about these people. And the state says, well, you know, you should have a heart for these people. They've walked so far. They've been through so. You don't know anything about them. You don't know what they've been through. You don't even know how far they walked. Migrants from around the world, according to the story, are being smuggled into sanctuary states like Massachusetts every day. Yeah, Biden's been dropping them off like... It's really funny. So it's okay for Biden to load up a plane and drop off a bunch of these people in some of these cities like New York, Chicago, and have you. But when Abbott does it, when DeSantis does it, it's an atrocity. It's terrible. It's an affront to humanity. That's why I say they're hypocrites. It's hard to believe them. It's hard to even believe that they're sincere about what they're saying. Because when the other side does it exactly, uses the exact play cards, they don't like it. Right? Let me see. Tens of thousands of illegal aliens have flooded New York City, a proud sanctuary city. They were recently filmed lining up for blocks to receive what? Free taxpayer-funded housing. There's a story earlier where some of these people are getting up to $9,000 a month along with other benefits, including health and other things. Just amazing. This recreation complex is a central facility in Roxbury. It was requisitioned less than 2 days ago, leaving local residents not to know what to do. No, really. This is her way of dealing with migrants? To take facilities away from the people in the community? That's just wrong. Hey, Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time with me and the show. We're here every day. Check us out, JoeMessina.com. JoeMessina.com. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.